Hey everyone, welcome back to Patent Pulse, the show where we crack open the latest patent filings and figure out what they actually mean for the future of tech. Huge thanks to our sponsors Ada and Zen Semiconductor for keeping the lights on. Ada helps businesses integrate AI into their workflows seamlessly. And Zen Semiconductor brings serious silicon expertise to the table. With a whole portfolio of chip design companies and deep processor IP, plus Ada powering AI deployment at scale. All right. We've got a fascinating mix today: VR therapy, smarter chip testing, factory floor optimization, video compression tricks, and next-gen 5G relay tech. So let's dive straight in. First up, we're looking at a patent from Altera Corporation. And yes, that's the Altera that Intel spun off, and it's tackling something that sounds dry on the surface but is genuinely critical to the chip industry: boundary scan power-up voltage configuration. So here's the problem: when you've got a complex integrated circuit, you need to test whether all the input and output pins are actually working correctly before you ship the thing. There's a well-established testing method for this called JTAG boundary scan. It's been around for decades and is basically the industry standard. But here's the headache: when a chip powers up, its I/O circuitry needs to be operating at the right voltage level to even run that test properly. And historically, getting that voltage set correctly at the exact moment of power-up has been a real challenge. You could end up with incorrect test results or even damage to the chip. What Altera's patent proposes is a configuration register and smart selector circuitry that reads a power-on reset instruction the moment the chip boots and uses that to automatically dial in the correct voltage level for the I/O circuitry before any testing begins. Think of it like a chip that knows to calibrate itself the instant it wakes up. For chip manufacturers and their customers doing quality control, this could mean faster, more reliable testing pipelines, fewer bad chips slipping through, and less wasted time debugging faulty test setups. Next, we're moving into something that feels almost science fiction, but is very much a real and growing field: VR-assisted psychotherapy. This patent was filed by an independent inventor, Jacques Chauspitre, and it describes a psychotherapy VR system designed to be used collaboratively between a therapist and a patient. So, what's the problem it's solving? Traditional talk therapy is incredibly effective, but it can be hard for patients to confront or articulate traumatic experiences or emotional triggers in the abstract. VR has shown real promise in exposure therapy, helping people face fears or process memories in a controlled environment. But existing VR therapy tools are often pretty rigid, pre-built scenarios that don't adapt to the specific patient. This patent takes a different approach. The therapist, called the controlling user, has access to a database of data elements built from information specific to that patient. During a session, the therapist can select one of those elements, have it rendered into the VR environment, and then actively control how that representation behaves in real time. So imagine a therapist being able to construct a scenario on the fly, pulling in elements meaningful to that specific patient, and then adjusting the experience as the session unfolds. That's a fundamentally more dynamic therapeutic tool. The applications here are huge: PTSD treatment, anxiety disorders, phobias, grief counseling. This could genuinely expand access to effective immersive therapy. All right, patent number three comes from Chengdu Chinchuan IoT Technology, a Chinese company with a strong focus on industrial Internet of Things solutions. And this one is all about making factory assembly lines smarter. The core problem is one that anyone who's worked in manufacturing will recognize. Production lines are complex, dynamic systems, and the settings that work great at 8 a.m. might not be optimal by the afternoon as conditions change, materials shift, machines wear, throughput fluctuates. Traditional systems either run on fixed parameters or require human operators to make constant manual adjustments. What this patent proposes is an IIoT-based assembly optimization system that continuously collects session assembly data from the production line, generates an initial assembly scheme, and then, and this is the clever part, monitors real-time reference data and automatically corrects the optimization scheme on the fly. It's not just set and forget, it's a feedback loop that keeps refining itself. When the system detects that actual production data has drifted from what the model predicted, it triggers a correction cycle, updating device operation parameters and conveyor belt settings autonomously. For manufacturers, this could translate directly into reduced waste, better throughput, and lower energy consumption. And as smart manufacturing becomes more critical to global competitiveness, patents like this, one signal where industrial AI is actually heading, not just monitoring, but actively optimizing. Patent four comes from ByteDance, yes, the TikTok parent company, and it's a video processing patent that gets into some pretty deep compression territory. So let's set the scene. Every video you watch online has been compressed and then decompressed. That's what codecs do. Modern video coding standards like H.265 and the newer versatile video coding standard work by breaking video frames into blocks and predicting what each block looks like based on neighboring blocks, so you don't have to store redundant data. This patent is specifically about chroma blocks. That's the color component of video, as opposed to Luma, which handles brightness. And it's dealing with a specific prediction technique called intra-prediction, where you're predicting a block's content from other blocks within the same frame. The innovation here is applying something called subpartition intra-prediction to chroma blocks, essentially splitting a chroma block into smaller pieces and predicting each piece individually, which can be more accurate than treating the whole block as one unit. The practical impact? Better compression efficiency, which means either smaller file sizes at the same quality or better video quality at the same bitrate. For a company like ByteDance that's serving billions of video streams every day, even a small efficiency gain at the codec level translates into enormous cost savings and a better experience for users. This is one of those foundational patents that quietly shapes what video streaming looks like for years to come. And our final patent today comes from Fujitsu, and it's squarely in the 5G networking space, specifically dealing with something called a repeater or relay device. Here's the problem. 5G operates at much higher frequencies than 4G, which means the signals don't travel as far and get blocked more easily by buildings and other obstacles. To extend coverage, carriers deploy repeaters, devices that pick up the 5G signal and amplify and forward it to areas that the base station can't directly reach. Sounds simple, but the challenge is coordination. The repeater needs to know when to be active, which direction to point its signals, that's the beam management piece, and it needs to receive all of that control information from the network, without getting confused between control traffic and user traffic. Fujitsu's patent describes a repeater architecture with a mobile termination unit that communicates with the network over a dedicated control link and a separate forwarding entity that handles the actual signal amplification. The key innovation is in how the control information is structured specifically, using a first information element to specify time domain resources, and a second information element to indicate which beam index to use for the access link. That separation gives the network much finer control over repeater behavior in real time. For carriers trying to deploy cost-effective 5G coverage in dense urban environments or tricky indoor scenarios, smarter repeater coordination like this is a genuine game changer. And that's a wrap on today's patents. Five really different slices of where tech innovation is happening right now, from chip testing to therapy to factory floors to video streaming to 5G coverage. Massive thanks to AHH Consulting, that's AHH Go Consulting, for their continued support of the show. And remember, Patent Pulse is brought to you by ADA, AHH Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you're enjoying the show, make sure to check out our sister show on the ADA Podcast Network, Unzip, where we break down the broader trends in tech in a similarly accessible way. Definitely worth a listen. Subscribe to Patent Pulse wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And next time, we're digging into some really compelling AI hardware patents that I think are going to surprise you. You're not going to want to miss it.